Hello and welcome to the Senior Spotlight. I'm Mary Cordova with Concierge Care Advisors. And today I am with Ash Roy and also Shoko, and really excited to have you guys here with Senior Life. We've had you here with the AI Senior Life for the fall prevention, and today we get to talk about the cognitive test. So excited to have you two. Thank you again for coming to the Senior Spotlight.
Thank you.
Great. Thanks a lot. I'm sorry we're joining virtually, but nonetheless, it's exciting. I think we've been super happy and super excited and lucky to have you as partners, and look forward to great things going forward.
Absolutely. We're so excited. I know in the past I was so excited to talk about the fall prevention, but also the cognitive test. And for the last couple months, it's like, no, we can't talk about that cognitive test yet. So really excited to be here with you, Shoko and Ash. Really excited. So really here to talk about the early detection of memory loss and what that looks like through the gaze of our eyes. So again, welcome you guys. So excited to have Senior Life and their founder here, Shoko, and also Ash Roy. So you guys go ahead and take the floor, talk a little bit about what this looks like and the AI piece of it, and what we can look forward to in the near future.
Sure. So what we're going to do is I'm going to just describe I'll probably spend like maybe a minute or two about what our company does.
Yes,
perfect. And then spend about 2, maybe 5 minutes just to kind of make sure everybody's on the same page as it relates to what is actually Alzheimer's, right?
Yeah.
So what's happening from economics point of view or disease point of view, and what are the solutions to identify the risks early on? And then I'll hand it over to Shoko, who can describe our product, which is going to be released, I guess by the time this podcast go online, it'll be released and trained.
Yep.
And so we will, and then we're training it globally. Maybe I can show some slides. Is that a good idea? Or can I share my screen?
Yes, or you? Absolutely.
Okay. I think somebody needs to
make you the host.
Turn on the share. Yeah.
There you go. So the people listening, if you see what are on the video, they are going to show us a little bit about the Senior Life AI cognitive test. And on our website, we also have the fall prevention app as well. But thank you, Ash. We can go ahead and
absolutely share. And by the time you release this podcast, we will actually put up a video of, along with it, with the slides and everything, so that people can go back and refer to the videos as well.
Wonderful.
It's a little bit technical.
Yeah.
It's a little bit technical. So
they might have to look at it 2 or 3 times, huh?
Yeah. Hopefully not. Hopefully we're going to explain it in a little bit simpler way. So let's see. Can you see my screen?
Yes. Wonderful.
Okay. So let me see if I could put a slideshow on. Okay. So we're recording it on March 3rd. So that's the date here. So we will first, as I said, we'll first describe what our product does. Sorry, I'm going too fast. So we basically have two products now. One is FDA certified. This is an AI assistant that can assess risk of fall using computer vision. And the second product that is just coming out of the gate and being trained is that can assess risk of Alzheimer's. So we're not diagnosing Alzheimer's per se. We're assessing the risk of Alzheimer's pretty early on. And I will explain how that works in a minute. So the risk of fall that is in the market for about 2 years and is FDA certified is about six or seven modules. Again, I'm not going into details about that here because the focus is here about risk of Alzheimer's and the cognitive decline. So we detect something called AMCI. We will cover that in more depth later. AMCI stands for amnestic mild cognitive impairment. Okay, we'll figure that. We will describe that later. But let me start with first giving a quick idea of what Alzheimer looks like. People are very familiar or at least aware of it, perhaps not aware in terms of numbers. Alzheimer's disease is the largest, single largest cost item to the healthcare in the United States and globally. 7 million people live with AD in the US. Only 8% of the Alzheimer patients actually get diagnosed, and risk doubles every 5 years after you become officially a senior, like after 65. So you can see the costs are just humongous, and it'll reach almost $1 trillion in 2050. The primary reason is, again, you'll see how the Alzheimer progresses, is once Alzheimer hits you, once it's diagnosed, the decline is just rapid, and it just takes a lot of money for mitigation, both, and it costs both the family, the healthcare system, and not to mention the trauma to the family, right? So this is kind of how the Alzheimer progresses, right? The yellow line that you see is the healthy brain, right? That's how the healthy brain sort of, slowly, as you get older, right, declines. The cognitive functions decline. But if you are diagnosed with Alzheimer, if you had Alzheimer, it decline is rapid, and once the decline happens, you basically go into a state of almost like a mental vegetation, right? So somebody's taking care of you. You've forgotten everything, and you slowly, just fade out of your existence, and it's really sad. It's really very, 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 very sad. And what we're trying to do here, so this is how, as I said, the Alzheimer decline is cognitive functions
Rapid.
decline rapidly. If Alzheimer's diagnosis, you can see here, right, Alzheimer, but the AMCI, or amnestic mild cognitive impairment, appears 10 years, or approximately 10 years before Alzheimer's is diagnosed. And if you diagnose Alzheimer's, it's sort of, yeah, it's great, but it's sort of late because the only thing you can do is the mitigation.
Yeah,
But if
symptoms.
you are able to diagnose AMCI, then with therapy, change in lifestyle, you can actually slow down cognitive decline. So you can push out this line all the way to from 75 to close to 85. And that's basically what we're trying to do.
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah. And which is identify something that is identify a risk factor really early on so that with relatively easy and relatively cost cheap therapy, including lifestyle, cognitive rehabilitation therapy, and so on, you can slow down, dramatically slow down cognitive decline.
And with,
Now, sorry, go ahead.
yeah, I just wanted to interject with exercise, brain fitness, your medication on time, those kind of things. If we can have that with the AMCI and early detection, that Alzheimer's diagnosis may not ever appear as far as, the cognitive decline because they've already made so many changes
Because
in advance, right?
yes, very interesting. But if I can be a little mathematical about it, if you see where, if your Alzheimer onset is close to, let's say, 84, 85, then your natural cognitive decline has also started,
Exactly.
right?
You
So
pushed it out.
you kind of be able to decline, but you would. It's not a big cost and trauma to the family members, and also to of course the health system.
Health system, yeah.
So, I'm going to go a little bit more technical and say, just look at how is Alzheimer's diagnosed today, right? And I try to simplify the buckets here. So one bucket is called cognitive assessment. And in that assessment, it's basically question and answers, and it's used quite often. It's used by primary care physicians or geriatricians, and because it's easy. And the biggest one that is used is called MMSE, Mini Mental State
Mental.
Examination, right? And there are 30 questions you
30.
answer and
Yeah.
so on. But you can diagnose AD, but they only capture about 8% in the through MMSE, because it's really it's in the current context, all the technologies available today, it's fairly crude, right? Effective, but very and relatively crude. What we are trying to do with computer vision is basically at some point replace MMSE with a much better tool, but same frictionless approach. In other words, anybody can do it, and Shoko would show it to you how it's done, but seriously cheap, seriously cost effective, right? But we are able to identify the Alzheimer's risk with high sensitivity and high specificity. That means reduce the false positives and false negatives, right? And this is all because, not because just our technology, this is decades of clinical research
Data.
that has proven it. The correlation between gaze and AMCI, and the correlation between AMCI and Alzheimer's. That's key. There are also, just to go further down, so there are also other blood tests available. They are essentially checking for proteins and biomarkers and so on, but the levels go up as you become closer and closer to full-blown AD. Right? If you're away from full-blown AD, we're at the AMCI stage. AMCI is actually relatively healthy because your brain is healthy. You start having short-term memory problems, can be tracked by gaze, and Shoko will explain to you how. But you from outside third person, you look healthy, right? And then of course there are much more extensive tests like brain imaging with PET scan, MRI, and so on, and that will definitively identify AD. Again, the key point here is if you diagnose that somebody has Alzheimer's, that only leads to mitigation, because you can't really do much about it once Alzheimer's is actually diagnosed. So what our goal here is not diagnose Alzheimer, but identify if the person has AMCI definitively, and identify so early on that the person can address the risks with cognitive therapy, change in diet, change in stress level, many, many things that allows to push out the onset of Alzheimer's.
Absolutely. No matter what will cause better outcomes, right?
Correct. 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 So that's that. I just wanted to set like the stage, for how we are approaching it. But I think it's smart for me to shut up and give it to Shoko now, who can now explain better how exactly we're tackling. Talk is cheap, but how does it,
Well,
what happens when the
talk is
rubber
so,
meets the road, right?
exactly. But talk is so cheap that Ash, you said it best for us. You'll just go ahead and be quiet and let her take it from here.
Correct. Yes.
Empower.
I've seen women in power all around me.
I'm not a great talker, but I try.
Shogun-san, should I stop and you want to present, or how you want to do it? Or you just tell me the slide number and I'll just flip, okay?
I
Okay.
really don't need it, but yeah,
Okay.
I'll just talk, okay? Yeah,
Perfect.
so about the AMCI, but before this AMCI app, we developed the mobility health app, right? So as you know, as you may know very well, this app measures the risk of fall of seniors by taking a short video of the senior walking. The senior sitting on the chair, normal chair, stand up, walk 10 feet, and then go back and then sit down on the same chair. And we capture the whole scene, senior walking, in the video, which is just a 15 seconds or so video, and then upload to the server and then get the result. So the result tells you what the risk level of your fall with scores. And the scores are based on the bunch of parameters like speed, cadence, and hip balance, shoulder balance, and head wobbling. So and so on. So since we developed that app, we had an idea. What if we can develop app for the detecting the early onset of Alzheimer, observing eye movement. So it's similar concept. Let's just take the video, upload to the server, AI analyze, and you get the result of the test, right? So yeah, so we wanted it to be really clinically, validated, just like a mobility health app. So we did research, and found many published papers, which discovered the correlation between eye movement and actually it's not really eye movement. It's most precisely it's gaze. So correlation between gaze and AMCI, which is early onset of Alzheimer, as Ash said, right? So, which is great, which was really great for us. It's a great discovery. But the problem is that those kind of researches are using some specific devices, usually, typically. So, for example, it's kind of like a camera, wearing on your eyes, and that measures the eye movement. But it's really expensive usually, and it's not really accessible for anybody, for
With
everybody, right?
everybody, right?
So yeah, so we wanted to make it really easy and accessible for anybody, from anywhere. So yeah, so we thought it would be iPad, right? So and so so we use iPad, and about the iPad, we actually have some limitation. We are only using 10th generation iPad, which is normal one, not really a specific one, but just a normal 10th generation, the latest version. The reason is it has the camera, which has a good capacity of camera, with 60 FPS. So 60 FPS means 60 frames per second. You can capture when you take the video, so which is really good for observing the small eye movement, right? And yeah, before that it was 30 FPS, so it was half. It was not enough. So now with the 10th generation iPad, just normal one. It doesn't have to be anything fancy like a iPad Pro or anything. It's just normal iPad 10th generation. We can do this. So
Wonderful.
what we need is on this screen, right? Like this is me testing, so we need a iPad and iPad stand and chair, table. That's it. Yeah, that's it. But so it's
Very
simple and
easy.
easy to prepare for, right? And also we recommend to use this chin set, which is for making your head stable. Yeah, because I don't want you to move your head during the test, because we are observing the eye movement. So if your head is moving around, it's a little bit too complicated to do the test.
So this
Yeah,
is this
that's
device, the chin rest that you see, is basically a $10 device, and there are multiple versions of it on Amazon. So
okay.
any one version works.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be this style. Anything you make sense to, fix your head face. Whichever is fine.
It's primarily used for actually chiropractic reasons. So
Oh.
it's basically the same thing to keep her neck straight.
Next straight, yeah. I could see this
Yeah.
being at primary care offices, home health, using this in early stage prevention in so many aspects. So fun to to look at this, you guys.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, so and so this is a this is a equipment we need to the testers need to prepare for. And then we chose the test. So the based on the research, we found two tests, which is called pro-saccade and anti-saccade. The saccade means saccade is a clinical term, which means rapid eye movement. You know, when you are observing something, meaning when you are trying to stare at something, some object, eye moves to if moves to quickly to focus on that. So that movement actually changes when you have the decline in your cognitive state. So it's really related to the Alzheimer, meaning the AMCI. So and then so we do the pro-saccade test and anti-saccade test on iPad, we decided. Then so pro-saccade test is really easy. So you see this on screen, my face with there's some line here. So the idea is that I want you to fix your face position first, in the right place, in the middle of the screen. And yeah, so we made this guideline around your face, and also we implemented the voice guidance, like when my face is to left, voices move right. And if I'm too far away from the screen, voices move forward, so that my face is going in the right place. Once my face is in a right place, only after that, this start recording button shows up, and once you press it just automatically test starts, and.
So one comment here, Mary, is it doesn't have to be the exactly at the center. We just want to make sure it's roughly at the center, right? Because AI can take care of about a bunch of
Yeah, right.
error and calculation, but we just want to make sure it's roughly at the center, not like far away from the center.
Makes
That's all.
sense.
Like you see, this is not exactly in the line of the face, but it is okay. But just it's a guidance. So I want you to make sure the face is in a roughly right place. Then the once test starts, the iPad screen goes black. But the actually camera is on the back end, so it's recording automatically. So you don't need to worry about the recording; it's automatic. And this,
The front camera is on.
front camera.
Front camera.
Sorry, thank you. So and then on the black screen, little red dot shows up. And your eyes need to focus on the red dot. And then in 1.5 to 2 seconds, the dot moves to another place. And your eyes needs to follow that as quick as you can. And we so then you do the same process for 60 times, meaning 60 places dot shows up. Then video recording automatically stops. This is a pro-saccade. And anti-saccade is very similar, but it's a little bit more complicated. So what you need to do is instead of following that red dot, your eyes needs to move to the opposite direction. So for example, so if the dot moves to the left for 2 inches, your eyes needs to go to the right for 2 inches too. It doesn't have to be exactly the same, but try to be precise, and then we measure it. So what we measure out of this is three key parameters. So one is latency, another one is accuracy, and velocity. So the latency means just the delay. So, you know, the dot moves, your eyes are following, but it cannot go move, you know, together at the same time, right? So there is always delay. Like so we always measure it in milliseconds. And so for example, when dot moves, your eyes delayed like 200 milliseconds. We measure it, and at the next point, let's say 150 seconds or so, 150 milliseconds or so, and we keep tracking it, and run the standard deviation, and then evaluate the score, evaluate the latency for this test. And yeah, so we do the similar thing for accuracy. Accuracy means where your eyes landed compared to the red dot moved, where red dot moved. And the velocity is I speed, so degree per second. So I moved in a degree, right? So it's not like a, you know, jumping. So your face is fixed, so I moved just in degree, right?
Makes sense,
So
yeah.
the yeah, so degree per second we measure it. So we all combine it. We give you the summary score, the scale of 0 to 30, and if your score is in a higher range, which means you're in a good shape, so your cognitive health level is very good. And in the middle range, you may need to be careful and take some action. And if you are in the lowest range, you might have already been in for example, pre-Alzheimer disease condition or something like that.
You're already
Yeah.
having that cognitive decline.
Yeah, yeah.
So
Yeah, that.
there's sort of the in Alzheimer's disease, they define various stages. So the decline starts. Let me go back to this. So if you see it, the decline starts. This is diagnosis,
Yeah.
Alzheimer's diagnosis. So this is AD, and it's a little tricky. This is AMCI for sure around here. Between this and this, there is different stages of pre-AD. So your
Right.
slope of decline is increasing basically, and then all of a sudden it collapses,
Yeah.
right? So AD is here. But if you're, our goal is to see if you're in a yellow zone. If you're in green zone, you're probably okay, right? You're probably following the yellow line, right? You're
Yeah.
healthy. You're probably okay, no problem. But if you're close to the yellow zone, then maybe you have you have some AMCI. That to the depending on the degree of AMCI, it's a pretty straightforward, simple test. We would recommend that you take another test or do another evaluation. And if the second evaluation confirms the suspicion, then you start the appropriate therapy. So it acts like a co-pilot for the geriatrician to
Absolutely.
say, you are at risk.
Yeah.
Okay,
Sometimes
you're at risk.
waiting for the neurologist to tell you that you have Alzheimer's is a little bit too late, right?
Correct, correct. And you can almost do this if you have a spouse or something, or even your kids or somebody else, right? You can actually do this at home and quickly check where are you. And again, to emphasize, we're trying to capture AMCI. We're not trying to understand if we can diagnose Alzheimer's. Diagnosing Alzheimer's is too late.
Right, exactly. We want to know if there's a cognitive decline.
Exactly. Before the cognitive decline is started. But cognitive decline hasn't actually started, but is ready to start. That's the ideal time we want to capture, which is here, right? Sorry, which is around here.
Right.
But we will, I mean, we've this test obviously would be applied to many, many conditions. Sometimes we may capture it here, sometimes we may capture it here. But our goal is to capture it around here.
Absolutely. Because aren't there some physicians that will not diagnose Alzheimer's until they've done a biopsy?
Correct. So this is the this is how it's done. So first of all, let's go a little bit deeper into it. How exactly are the physicians doing it today, right? So today, most of it is first identified by family members, right? Family members, your spouse, kids, friends, whoever it is, like somebody who's close to you, kind of. Hey, you got a problem, dude. Check it out, right? We should maybe, yeah. And then you go to a physician, typically a geriatrician or a neuro-ophthalmologist after that, who would say, okay, I'm going to give you the sheet of questions, MMSE or some other form and so on. That's relatively extensive, right? Relatively extensive and not definitive either, right? And that's where you lose a lot of patients, lose a lot of potential
High risk.
Alzheimer's, and you basically say, yeah, you're probably okay. So this, if today this is how it's captured, actually this is how 90% of Alzheimer's are not being captured. And Alzheimer's gets captured when AD is full-blown anyway, right? People can just sort of, they don't even need to do the
The test.
diagnosis,
They already
right? They already know, right? So
know.
once you already know, then these expensive tests are there, sure, but they're just confirming
Confirming.
to make sure your medication can be prescribed to you,
Exactly. By that
right? Which
time,
is
yeah, there's no reversal.
humongously expensive and not always reimbursable,
Yeah, exactly.
right? So that's kind of the idea. The idea is it can be captured really early on. And the good part is, as Shoko alluded to it, there is just extensive amount of research that is already pu published. It started when actually the whole thing started at Emory University. And I'm going to say it's mid 2000s when they were testing it on chimpanzees, right? And they realized a high correlation between gaze and amnestic mild cognitive impairment. And one of the things I forgot to mention is mild cognitive impairment, or MCI, are of two kinds, AMCI and NAMCI. NAMCI can, if I can just step back a little bit, the big types of dementia that people are aware of, and that constitutes about 90% of the market. One is Alzheimer's, the other one is vascular dementia. Vascular dementia would be somebody like a football player would have at some point in life, right? Because he's been hitting his head for so many times, or a boxer, right? But Alzheimer's is primarily memory loss, right? And Alzheimer's has a very high correlation with AMCI. Whereas the other type of MCI is NAMCI, non-amnestic MCI. That means amnestic, meaning being forgetful. And NAMCI does not have any correlation with Alzheimer's. And we are not trying to detect NAMCI. Gaze does not necessarily have a high correlation with NAMCI. So we're very focused on AMCI, which has very high correlation with Alzheimer's.
Alzheimer's.
And a very high correlation with gaze, and it's extensively proven with clinical research just everywhere. Except the problem was, whatever the clinical researchers have been doing is not scalable. You can't have like a whole lab
Test.
apparatus with cameras and sensors and all that stuff. That doesn't work. I mean, that's yes, it's works, but the cost is prohibitively expensive.
Too intensive. Absolutely.
Exactly.
This is something that everyone can do in a primary care office, home health setting, senior living communities. I mean, it can be really accessible and very cost effective, obviously, as well.
Correct. And it can be done, that videos can be uploaded by anybody, and the physician or the neuro-ophthalmologist or somebody with the right training can review this remotely, either on the EMR or just even in a PDF file or app, wherever. And then that person actually makes a decision as to what is the degree of problem and so on. So the input is super easy. The reviewing the output, of course, requires professional experts.
Wonderful. Well, you can stop sharing your screen now and we'll just converse for a couple
Yeah.
minutes before we end the call. But thank you so much. And I think getting this into the hands of the right people so many more people can be tested is key. Because then we know that, we can change by diet or exercise and all of those kind of things. Like you said, if we're testing Alzheimer's, by that time we're dealing with the symptoms, we're dealing with by the maybe incontinence and all of the things that come from the late diagnosis. And I'm so excited to hear that we can look into this earlier. And unfortunately, so many people are getting this younger and younger. So if we can really test through this with the gaze of our eyes, maybe at 45 or 50, knowing if you're going to be susceptible to this horrible disease,
Right.
it would be really good to
Medicare
know.
actually recommends it post 50.
Post 50.
Yes, because they don't want to pay start paying a lot of money after 65. They want to say, hey, if you have it, let's figure it out early on,
Yeah,
right?
preventative
Yeah.
care, as we know, in any
Correct.
diagnosis is
Yeah.
gonna save the country money, right?
Correct. And family, the trauma.
The
That's
trauma,
huge.
the stress.
Yeah.
When people call now and they say, my mom woke up with Alzheimer's, it's like, well, that doesn't work that way. Maybe she has a
Yeah.
urinary tract infection, and there's other ways that we can test, but what a blessing this is to be able to give people their life back and before they lose it.
Yeah,
And,
we're excited to
right.
be able to do play our small part in that. So
Well, hopefully it'll be a bigger than a small part because the
listen.
more people that we get tested, better outcomes. So thank you so much. We so appreciate you, Ash, Shoko, Senior
Thank
Spotlight.
you.
We're so excited to have you guys and to partner with you guys at Senior Life AI on the fall prevention and now the cognitive testing. I'm so excited to be in partnership. And thank you again for coming back to
Thanks a
Concierge
lot.
Care Senior
Thanks a
Spotlight.
lot.
Thank you so much. Enjoy your
I hope
night.
you feel better soon. Bye,
Thanks,
Mary.
guys. Bye, guys.